Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-karim amma ba'd. My most beloved brothers and elders in Islam, first and foremost, let us praise Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has given us the tawfiq. He has given us the ability and capability of making his ibadat, of becoming obedient to him, of worshipping him. This is only the rahmat of Allah, the mercy from the side of Allah. We are of our own will. We do not have this much of strength. We do not have that much of power to do ibadat except with the izan, with the ijazat and permission from Allah. So therefore, this is definitely the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us that tawfiq, that opportunity of doing his ibadat. But in this month of Ramadan has now terminated. It has now left us. This month of Ramadan, wherein the blessings of Allah was to such an extent, Allah Rabbul Izzat was willing to forgive every servant of his, provided that we had focused our entire attention towards Allah. Allah himself, he is so great in his attributes, in his qualities. His sifat are kamil, his qualities are complete. Allah Rabbul Izzat does not need us. Allah is independent. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغْنِيٌ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is totally beniyaz, he is totally independent from the entire universe. So you can imagine if Allah does not need us. There one hadith al-Qudsi, wherein Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks, that where if every insan, every makhluk, every creation of Allah has to become obedient to Allah, and every person has to become pious, then Allah Rabbul Izzat's kingdom does not increase, not even to that extent of a wing of a mosquito. And if every makhluk, every creation of Allah has to become disobedient to Allah, then this does not decrease the sifat or decrease the kingdom of Allah to the least bit. Because why Allah Rabbul Izzat is totally beniyaz, Allah is totally independent, Allah does not need us, Allah does not need our a'mal, our actions to do his ibad, to complete any attribute of his. But rather Allah Rabbul Izzat, with his mercy, Allah looks at us with eyes of mercy. And Allah says, no, but this is my banda. And Allah desires Jannah more than we desired it for ourselves. And I must see to it that this is my slave. And I must give him the tawfiq of doing that ibadat. I must give him the tawfiq of accepting iman. And yet today we are sitting with iman, and now we are doing this ibadat, this worship of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is definitely a great, great reward in the sight of Allah. This is a great mercy coming from the side of Allah. Now we see that this ummah is faced with a crisis. This ummah, now how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had prophesied many years ago, 1400 years ago, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had prophesied that there will come a time in this ummah that this will happen and this certain thing will happen, this will expose itself. And today we are witnessing everything. And now we see that this ummah is moving towards one direction. Now jihad is also starting. Before what was happening in Afghanistan, we had seen, before what was happening there, we did not know much about it. We did not know much about deen. We did not know much about jihad. But now everything is exposing itself. This is the system of Allah. This is the nizam of Allah. If Allah Rabbul Izzat wants certain thing to happen, and he wants the world to move in a certain direction, Allah Rabbul Izzat creates a means for it. And like this, now everything is becoming exposed. But the very important thing, at this very time, this moment in time, is that we have to see what would draw the nusrat and the assistance of Allah. What is that thing that when Sahaba, before they became Sahaba, then we knew that they used to bury their children alive. They were involved in all types of vice and evil. But after they became Sahaba, and when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given them the dawah, that invitation towards Islam, and then you find that Allah Rabbul Izzat radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an, Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah. What was the thing that brought the nusrat of Allah? And how did Allah Rabbul Izzat declare pleasure on Sahaba? We have to look in the lives of Sahaba. What was the thing that really brought the nusrat of Allah, the assistance from the side of Allah. We find in the early stages of Islam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had gone to Sahaba, and now he had invited them towards Islam, and continuously reminding them of Allah, recognize your creator. Who is your creator? Who is the sustainer? Normally man is so immune to the fact that every morning he wakes up and he goes towards his work, and now end of the month he collects a check or he collects some salary, whatever it is, and now he goes to the shop and he puts the money over the counter and he feels, today I have done it. Today I got the money, today I have bought this, today this is mine, this belongs to me. And continuously insan grows like this. And every day he's going through the very same system. And now it becomes in his mind, now he thinks to himself that today I am doing it. But Allah Rabbul Izzat creates the means for insan. Insan has to adopt this certain means, this certain method, and Allah Rabbul Izzat bestows it to him. And if insan has to adopt a certain method, then Allah Rabbul Izzat will give it to him. But the actual giver of everything is Allah. If Allah wants, Allah can take it immediately. And if Allah wants, Allah can give more and more. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتًا. But together with this dunya, together with this world that Allah Rabbul Izzat has sent us in, we have a primary object. We have a purpose in life. And this was what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught Sahaba. تَعَلَّمْنَا الْإِيمَانِ ثُمَّ تَعَلَّمْنَا الْقُرْآنِ. The call of Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, first we learnt about Iman. Learning the greatness of Allah. Who is Allah? We worshipping Allah every day. Understanding the attributes of Allah. That Iman had become strengthened in the hearts of Sahaba. Like this, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given them the da'wat, then they understood that priority in that life. That I have got some purpose in my life. This creation of Allah, insan was of no existence. Allah Rabbul wa kana arshuhu ala al-ma. Allah Rabbul Izzat has placed his throne on the sea. And there 50,000 years before we even came into existence, before this world came into existence, Allah Rabbul Izzat had written down that such and such a person will come in such and such time. This is how much rozi he would get. This is when he would pass away. This is how much children he will get. This is how much wealth he would get. Everything was written down. And like this, now the world had come into being. أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانِ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا. Insan was totally nothing. There was no mention of insan. Nothing. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, through his mercy, Allah Rabbul Izzat exposes his power. Ya ayyuhan nas in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'th fa inna khalaqnakum min turab. Allah Rabbul Izzat addresses the munafiqeen and the kuffar, the non-believers. They began to taunt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that how can there be such a thing as resurrection? How can Allah Rabbul Izzat give us life again? They began to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Allah Rabbul Izzat revealed this verse. In kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'th. If you have any doubt that Allah Rabbul Izzat is not going to resurrect you again, فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Allah Rabbul Izzat created you from sand, ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ مُضْغَةٍ. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat, through that little semen, you became a blood cloth. And from there you became like a chewed piece of meat. مُخَلَّقَ وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَ. Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, after 40 days he came down, and there he had given that ijazat, Allah Rabbul Izzat had given him permission that now you go and write four things. The rozi of the person, how long he would live for, whether he would be fortunate or unfortunate in this world, everything is written down at that time. مُخَلَّقَ وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَ. And there Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes back to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and he asks Allah, that must this child be formed or deformed? And according to that, the ijazat and the permission, Allah Rabbul Izzat gives him that permission, and then he comes down, and whether it is deformed or formed, like that it will come out. So everything is in the will of Allah, everything is in the control of Allah. But Allah Rabbul Izzat has created us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Why are we created? What is the purpose of our creation? We had find our forefathers had come before us, our ancestors had passed before us, they also came in the world. But they came in the world, they left the world also. Our system is the very same. We came in the world, now we're also going to leave the world. And whatever they had done in the world, the dunya was there. The world was there, the money was there, everything was the same. But now only thing now is being exposed a little more. Everything was there from before, but just now it's being exposed. But over and above the dunya, what was the primary object of man? إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ To recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat, recognize your creator, recognize your sustainer. Who is the one that is bringing it every day? Who is the one that has given us such limbs? Who has brought us to such perfection? And we continuously ask ourselves this question. And then you would find that there is only one being. When we look around us, we look at the skies every day. We see the sun is rising every day. The moon comes out at night every day. It's dark, it's light, everything. But is there some person in this world that has some controls? That he says, today if I want it to be rather night, not day. Or if I want the sun not to come out today, rather the moon must come out. There is no person that is sitting with some controls or some button. That when he presses the button, this is what happens. So this makes ishara an indication to the fact that there is some zat. There is some being who is controlling everything. If a person has to go into a plane and he's traveling in the plane, when he looks down, he sees the focus, he sees everything from so high, he can see the entire picture. So imagine Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is above seven skies. How much view must he have? The hearing of Allah is so great. When Sahabiyah had come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she began complaining. Aisha radiallahu anha was sitting next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said that I couldn't hear what the Sahabiyah was saying. She was mumbling to herself. Neither could Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hear what the Sahabiyah was saying. But immediately Allah Rabbul Izzat revealed that verse. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ That Allah has heard that Sahabiyah. Allah has heard her complaining about her husband. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting just behind the parda, and Aisha radiallahu anha was sitting next to him. They couldn't hear it because she was mumbling. But Allah Rabbul Izzat above seven skies, and plus the throne of Allah which is 500 years journey, those malaika which are so strong, they are holding the throne of Allah. Allah Rabbul Izzat could hear it. This is the power of Allah. Allah controls every affair. When the ahkam and laws of deen was coming down, then the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they began to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَلَّنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ Can we say anything? That this is salah, we have to read it five times a day. And this is what this law of deen we have to carry out. Can we have any say in the matter? Then no, we'll rather read two rakats namaz, or we'll rather read this in this way, or do this ibadat in this way. قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ Once Allah has passed faisla and decision, that is the system of Allah, that system of Allah would remain. There is no say for any person. Every affair and every authority remains for Allah. So my respected friends, coming back to the point, and what we are seeing in the world today, at that time Sahaba had gone, there was two extremes in hadith you find. One is Badri Sahabi. The first, very first battle, amongst the first battles of Islam was Badr. Sahaba had gone out with 313. 313 in number, they went to face an enemy of 1,000. They had nothing, only two horses, no armor, no nothing. And the enemies had everything. But Allah Rabbul Izzat just to show us. And Sahaba were worried at that time, they had so much of fikr and concern, what is going to happen to us? But then Allah Rabbul Izzat had given them itminan. Allah had given them that tranquility. Because of that iman in Allah, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had worked on their hearts, then they gave their lives for the deen of Allah. They gave everything for the deen of Allah. And then when they went into the battlefield, Allah Rabbul Izzat had totally distinguished the kuffar, the non-believers, the enemies, and Sahaba had gained victory. There was the one extreme. Then you find when Sahaba went to Hunain, where there were 14,000 in number. لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرَةٍ وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنِ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ Sahaba were moving with 14,000 in number. The enemy were very little in number. And Sahaba Auf ibn Malik radiallahu anhu was a new Muslim at that time. He began to make such statements. Today we'll finish off this enemy. We are 14,000 in number. We are so big in number. Today we have no problem. And as Sahaba were entering Hunain, and now they went into the battlefield, the enemy had surrounded them from all sides. They began shooting arrows at Sahaba. There was such an unsettlement in the battle that only 300 Sahaba remained behind with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The rest of the Sahaba, they all ran away. And there now, they began to worry. The pareshani started setting in. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded Abbas radiallahu an, then make i'lan and call back those Sahaba. Where are those Badri Sahaba? Where are those who have taken the pledge of Islam to fight till the last? Why are they turning away? ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ, turning away, running away. Thereafter Sahaba had come back. ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ وَعَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَنزَلَ جُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. Allah had instilled tranquility and peace in the hearts of Sahaba. Now they began to fight. And Allah Rabbul Izzat descended such armies which no one saw. لَمْ تَرَوْهَا, you never see those armies. And then وَعَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and Allah totally defeated the enemies of Islam. But Allah wanted to teach Sahaba. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. Then, oh my Sahaba, when you shot the arrow, you didn't shoot it, but Allah shot the arrow. Although apparently everything looked as though we are doing everything, but everything only happens with the command of Allah. And then on that iman of Sahaba, how much of iman they had in their heart, how much they recognized that Allah, according to that nusrat, that assistance of Allah came. So that is why, my respected friends, we are in this time also, where we are faced with such calamities as such, apparently. This should not deter us or should not worry us in the least, but I'm not saying don't have fikr on the people and what is happening. But what I'm saying is, at this time we should focus our attention towards Allah. That iman was built in Allah. That how powerful Allah is. And if we have to follow that system of Allah, then there is no problem. You find governments have come from when? From the time when they had come with this politics, the governments have come right through. One government had come, he came with his system. He came with his mind, he came with everything, whatever he wanted to portray, everything he came with. And like this now, the time is coming, and every time a new government came, they had come with a new system. But Allah Rabbul Izzah, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, right until this time, the system of Allah has never changed. This system of Allah will remain right till Qiyamah. Every Nabi had come with one thing, Tawheed. Believe in the oneness of Allah. Believe in your Creator. Believe in the power of Allah. Allah can do everything and anything. There's nobody that can stop Allah. And like this, if we have to follow in the system of Allah, then there is no problem. Because every time the system is changing of the world, but the system of Allah is remaining one. One of the same. There is always barakat and blessings in the system of Allah. May Allah Rabbul Izzah give us tawfiq to build our iman and strengthen our iman. And Allah Rabbul Izzah give us tawfiq to die on iman. And Allah resurrect us with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana.